Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andy, what does the winter weather outlook look like for Western New York? We have a La Nina pattern around the country. How will that affect the winter weather picture here?
Yeah, that is something. La Nina is strengthening, and it will continue to do so during the course of our winter. Now, what that does is kind of direct where the storm systems will go. And in a La Nina year, it generally keeps an active weather pattern across the Great Lakes, which means we'll see more frequent storms in our region. Some of those we end up on the warm side and rain. On the other side, we can also tap into that cold air. And early season, it can give us some pretty good shots of lake effect.
Overall, how would that affect the amount of snow that we would see during a winter season?
In La Nina years here in Western New York, we typically see an uptick in precipitation. And in the early winter months, that's when we can expect a heavier or larger than normal accumulation. Later in the wintertime, those storms become less impactful on a small scale where they interact with the lake if the lake is frozen at that point, and then lake effect is a smaller player where then the larger scale storms can have more of an impact. But either way, it's a year where we are expecting more snow and precipitation than normal.
Now, as far as the temperatures in Western New York in a La Nina winter, does this mean we could be seeing still a chance for a milder than normal winter?
When we think about La Nina and the correlation to temperatures here in Western New York, a lot of times what it does for us is prevent the cold from locking in for long periods of time. We'll still have our cool downs, but we'll see some warm-ups as well, and it's a winter that will flop between the two, which in the end will allow us to have slightly warmer than normal temperatures.
But that doesn't mean put away, that doesn't mean hold, let me try that again, but that's not going to mean hold off on the shovels, hold off on the winter coats and boots.
It does not. La Nina does not prevent us from still getting cold and seeing the snow, but it prevents the longer-term trends from locking us in to one or the other for the entire winter. One of the things that that we're looking at in our winter outlook is that we broke apart winter in Western New York by the decade all the way back to the 1940s. And one of the things that we found was that people had this feeling that winters in Western New York were changing, and they couldn't really say, are they better or worse? But what we found is that winters in Western New York in the last decade have become extremely erratic. We've set seven top 10 weather records in the last decade. That's the most that's ever been set. We've also seen the warmest and coldest months in Buffalo history set this decade, with winter months really switching Jekyll and Hyde, and we haven't had an identity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.